Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What kind of God did Isaac know? He knew a God who made his daddy rich. Very, very rich. And his daddy left him everything. And he started off life with a ton of money and a pretty wife. That's a good start. Right? And he knew a God who led him about where to stay and where to go. And so he, like his daddy, Abraham, he went where God told him to go. He stayed where God told him to stay. He sowed and planted his seed where God told him to plant. And he reaped in 1 year 100-fold. He knew a God who blessed him 100-fold. Amen. He knew a God who blessed him so much that the Philistines, the heathen, envied him. And the king came and asked him to leave because he was showing him up. Because, of course, the king wants the nicest cars. He wants the fanciest stuff, and Isaac was showing him up. Yeah. And Jeremiah talks about the testimony that this can be, that God blesses to the point where people fear God looking at us. Yeah. Because of the blessing on our life. That's the kind of God Isaac knew. Now the God of Jacob, what kind of God did Jacob know? Go to Genesis. We'll catch you up. Genesis 28. Y'all believe in God with me tonight, right? Yes. Now, don't look too much to me. That'll just hinder us. Look to the Lord. Right? If you look too much to me to entertain you or to do something wonderful for you, well, that'll hinder me. But if you look to the Lord, that he could give something good to you through me or just directly. Yes. Right? That's how it works. We believe in God, right? Amen. Answers, direction, help. Remember, we prayed about it. We talked about it. Genesis 28. Jacob, as has been the case with other people, he heard about God all the time and knew. See, these people lived to be 150, 175 years old and things like that. Well, see, that means they all knew each other. Yeah. Right? And so he knew his grandpa, Abraham. He firsthand heard all the stories. But Jacob, and apparently his mama had something to do with this. We talked about that last week. He turned out to be a real tricker. I mean, shifty. And because of tricking his dad, you remember, to get the blessing, at least he knew what was valuable. Yeah. But he sure went about it the wrong way. And he had to run away from home. He had to leave home, I should say. Not run away, but leave home. Because his brother is laying to kill him. And we talked about last week about how he got out and he got nothing but his knapsack. And he's out there and probably thinking, man, you know, will I ever make it back home? What's going to become of me? And the God of Abraham and Isaac revealed himself to him as he lay there on the ground sleeping that night. And he said, I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to keep you. In other words, everything's going to be all right. I got a covenant with your daddy, with your granddaddy. You're going to make it, boy. Right? Because I'm with you. I'm paraphrasing, but read it. You know what we're talking about. And so he gets up from there encouraged. And notice what he did. He made a commitment. He said, Lord, you do what you told me you're going to do. You bring me back and get me back to my people and give me food to eat and clothes on my back. And I will surely tithe everything that you give me. So he's a tither too. Everybody say tither. He said, I'll give the tenth to you. The tenth. And so he shows up, you know, at the water hole. And he sees one of the prettiest girls he's ever laid his eyes on. And you know the story about how he helped water the sheep, and they ran back and told Laban that, you know, kinfolks were in town and he had him and they had a big, you know, reunion and all, got caught up on all the stuff that's going on. And then he said, hey, you know, stay here with me and you don't just stay here. Let me pay you. You work for me and I'll pay you. And so they worked out a deal. And he said, well, what I would really like is to marry Rachel. And he said, well, you work for me for 7 years. So he said, I'll do that. So he worked 7 years. And come marriage night, Laban did the old switcheroo. And he woke up with the wrong woman. Boy, that was some night, wasn't it? That was some party. Wow. And, well, now let's get it right here, though. You sow deception and trickery. What do you have in your future? He sowed trickery and treachery, and now he's reaping it. Yes. Isn't he? Boy, it doesn't pay, does it? Boy, it pays to treat people right. Hmm? Even if you could take advantage of somebody. Even if you just want to do it to secure your future. Even if you wasn't doing it out of love. If you understand how this works, don't hurt people because you take advantage of people and somebody's going to take advantage of you. You're sowing bad. It might not happen next week or next month or even next year, but oh, it's bad seed. Bad seed. Trickers get tricked. Amen. Liars get lied to. Yeah. Thieves get stolen from. Yeah. Right? Why? Because they're sowing thievery. They're sowing stealing. Well, what you going to reap? Stealing. You sow lying, you're going to reap lying. Sure. You sow unfaithfulness, you're going to reap unfaithfulness. Yeah. Wise people sow loyalty, faithfulness. They sow honesty, integrity. They're nice to people when they, you know, from the natural legal standpoint, wouldn't have to be. They go the extra mile. They treat people like they'd like to be treated. Then what happens? Other people treat them right. And it happens again and again. Well, anyway, he said, well, work another 7 years and you get Rachel too. So he did. And we're told, in fact, turn on over to the 31st chapter. 31st chapter, verse 6. Jacob said, 31:6, he said, you know that with all my power I have served your father, talking about Laban. And your father has deceived me. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? He's deceiver. Your father's deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. Laban took him, we might say today. Burn him, we might say. How many times?
10 times.
Well, why did he just get out of there? You know, somebody burned you. Somebody take you to the cleaners once and then twice. And they burn you again. And they burn you again. And they burn you again. What do you do? Huh? A lot of folk, it only takes them like once. Right? I mean, you burned me one time and hey. I mean, people quote it like it's a scripture. I mean, you know, you burned me one time, shame on you. You burned me twice, shame on me. That's not a scripture. That's not what you're supposed to live by. Hmm? You know what that is pride. Yes. See, so many times people, their big deal is, I can't believe I let them get that by on me. I'm smarter than that. People can't get me. I'm smart. Except by the grace of God, people can get you every day, brother. I mean, except by the grace of God, mercy of God. If you're trusting in your smarts to protect you, you are bound for failure. Amen. Repeatedly. Trust in the Lord. Tell him all the time, Lord, I know I don't know enough to get this deal done. And I know I don't know enough to protect myself from all the sneaky stuff that can be done. But my eyes are on you. I'm trusting you. Protect me. Take care of me. Help me. Yeah. I've been in deals before where I ain't understood the last thing they said for 15 minutes. All the legalese and all, but you sit there and try to act, yeah, you know, like you, yeah, I'm awake and I'm here. But you just have to trust the Lord and you really always have to. Because in this day of You know, it's not people's word. It's not a handshake. It's what kind of lawyer can you get, you know, if you can get out of it or not. But friend, did Jacob do the right thing by staying? The answer is yes. What if somebody takes advantage of you? What if they burn you? What if, I mean, you know, basically they steal from you. They cheated you. Is that a good enough reason to leave? The answer is no. Now just think about it. If somebody burns you and you jump out because they burnt you, what is leading you at this point? Loss of money, fear, being offended, being hurt. None of that is the Holy Ghost. At this point, you are no longer being led by the Holy Spirit. You're being led by something else. If the Lord puts you in a place, if He sends you there, I recommend you stay there until and unless He leads you somewhere else. No matter how you are treated. Right? No matter how. Now that's easier said than done. I know that. Oh boy. But it is a fact. I'm going to have to give you some more scripture on that. I see right away. Hold your place. Go to Ecclesiastes. Now you may think I've digressed, but I'm still talking about why some people prosper and some people don't. I think you can see, we've already seen this repeatedly, that a big key to prosperity is being where you're supposed to be. We've seen that. God let Abraham leave here and go here. Isaac, stay here and sow here. Right? We just keep seeing that same kind of thing. Well, see, the enemy knows that. So if he knows that your prosperity is tied to the place where God has called you to and the joinings and connections that God has brought you to, certainly he's going to try to separate you from that and sever you from that by getting you offended, getting you mad through your flesh, you know, getting you rubbed the wrong way so that you jump out of the will of God and therefore disconnect from the place where you can be fully blessed. If you're no longer in the perfect place where God told you to be, where are you now? You're not in the perfect will of God anymore. Well, then you can't have the perfect blessing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The God of Jacob, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-423. That's R-423. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.